This recording, India 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Koma Koma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Koma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Jamnagar, which is a city in the western state of Gujarat in India. And the language spoken in Gujarat is Gujarati. But my parents hail from a southern state in India named Tamil Nadu. So the native language spoken there is Tamil. Hence, my mother tongue is Tamil. So as a result, I learned Tamil and Gujarati. And since India, the national language of India is Hindi, we learned that in school, so that's how I know Hindi. And since I was educated till the 10th grade in a government school, and later on went on to study in various English medium schools and colleges, I learned English as well. And the earliest that I remember, I think I learned English before I started schooling or kindergarten because both my parents were English speaking, but that need not necessarily be the norm for everybody from India. And right now I'm here in Cal State Fullerton doing my second master's in clinical psychology. And I'm liking it a lot. I did my first master's in India, and I was working there for a year or two in the schools, and then I realized I needed some more training, so here I am.